for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 48. Tonight, 30% chance for rain with a low of 35. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Fairfield Public School District 112 Board of Education will meet tonight at 6 in the Center Street School Boardroom. The night will begin with a public hearing regarding the waiving of tuition for out-of-district employees. After public comments, the board is expected to approve the waiver and then close the public hearing. After various reports, the board will move on to new business. It's expected to act on a tentative tax levy, junior achievement, and insurance renewal. Board members will then enter closed session to discuss information relating to personnel and matters relating to individual students. Upon its return to open session, the board is expected to approve a non-paid day before adjourning for the night. More news next.
Pain is the symptom, not the disease. The Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital can help you with pain management procedures offered, including nerve blocks, epidural injections, and more. They also offer treatment for acute and chronic pain. Don't let pain hold you back. Schedule an appointment with the Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital, 842-2082. Visit fairfieldmemorial.org/pain for more information.
In other news, the FCHS varsity scholastic team claimed third place in the Heron Tiger early season tournament over the weekend. Jason Wright was named to the all-tournament team and was the tournament's top scorer. Lex Gonzalez was also named to the all-tournament team. FCHS defeated Johnston City, Cesar, and Marion. They lost in close matches to Heron and Carterville. Answering toss-ups for FCHS were Jason Wright with 19, Lex Gonzalez with 13, Carly Taylor with 7, and Claire Kaycack and Jaleese Kinney with 1 apiece. Also participating were Phoebe August, Jacob Britt, Emily Burbank, Brenna Freeman, Abby Marshall, Cody Nobles, Tegan Rule, and Xavier Tullis. 63-year-old Jeff resident Ralph E. Blevins went to Fairfield Memorial Hospital after a single car accident early Friday morning. According to police reports, at approximately 5:30, Blevins was southbound on a county road in a 2018 Ford F-150 between Jeff and Mount Erie. He told police that he blacked out as he approached a T-intersection. He then proceeded through it and came to rest in a field. No tow truck was called to the scene, and the vehicle sustained over $1,500 damage. Three people were booked in the Wayne County Jail over the weekend. 33-year-old Vandalia resident Ashley E. Moore was arrested Friday afternoon by Wayne County deputies on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of possession of less than 10 grams of cannabis. She was lodged in the jail pending the posting of $595 bond. 42-year-old Fairfield resident Daniel B.J. Brockett was arrested by Illinois State Police late Friday night on a Wayne County failure to appear warrant for possession of meth. He was also charged with driving without a valid license. Brockett was transported to the jail and held, pending the posting of $1,095 bond. Illinois State Police also arrested 52-year-old Wayne City resident Michael L. Boucher early Saturday morning on a charge of driving under the influence of alcohol. He was transported to the jail, pending the posting of $320 bond. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who entered the property of Leslie Ewing recently. Various tools, a grinder, and an antique clock were reported stolen. Anyone with information on the incident should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. Illinois State Police say four people, including two 14-year-olds from Vandalia, were killed in a head-on crash in Montgomery County Saturday night. The crash occurred when an eastbound vehicle containing the four victims collided with a westbound vehicle that had crossed into their lane. In addition to the two 14-year-olds, 72-year-old Jacqueline Protz and 73-year-old William Protz, both of Sullivan, were also killed. All were pronounced deceased at the scene by the Montgomery County coroner. The ISP did not release the names of the juveniles. However, KMOX and KSDK from Missouri say the adults were the parents of Vandalia High School principal Randy Protz. One of the juveniles killed was reportedly his daughter, and the other was her best friend. State police say the driver of the westbound vehicle sustained life-threatening injuries and was flown from the scene to a trauma center by helicopter. The name of the driver, a 17-year-old, was not released. An Illinois State Police Reconstruction Unit is continuing to investigate the crash. Facebook posts have indicated the four victims were headed back to Vandalia following their playoff football game in Williamsville. The Fairfield Community High School Board of Education will meet tonight at 6 in the school study hall. After reports from Superintendent Jill Fulkerson, the board is expected to approve a number of board policies as a matter of old business. In new business, the board is expected to approve the FY19 audit. It's also expected to hear a presentation of the estimated tax levy for 2019 for taxes payable in 2020. Board members will then discuss the interactive school report card, the district's elementary and secondary education designations, and a resolutions update. The board is then scheduled to enter executive session for the purpose of personnel discussion. Upon their return to open session, board members will consider the appointment of a paraprofessional and volunteer assistant wrestling coaches. The meeting is open to the public. Those attending should park in front of the school and enter through the door at the North Breezeway. The Edwards County School Board will meet tonight at 7 in the West Salem Grade School Science Room. After a public comments section and the approval of the minutes of the board's previous two meetings, board members will move to new business. They're scheduled to discuss details regarding the 2020 prom with Action Possible, and they're also set to approve a resolution of intent not to exceed $1.8 million in working cash fund bonds. The board is then set to approve the 2019 tax levy payable 2020, the 2019 school report cards, and field trips over 150 miles. It's also expected to hold the first readings of curriculum changes at ECHS and accept donations over $500. The final item of scheduled new business will be the first reading of several policies. After administrative reports, the board will enter closed session to consider student discipline. Upon its return to open session, it will deal with personnel business, including resignations, employment considerations, a leave of absence, and various volunteer coaches. The board held a special meeting earlier this month, and another is expected to be held on the 25th at 6:30. Superintendent David Cowger is expected to shed more light on that meeting tonight. Kathy Bennett, Executive Director of the Compassion Pregnancy Center, is reminding the public of some of the center's services for new and expectant mothers. She says the center has classes on labor and delivery, as well as classes for after a baby is born.
With our Earn While You Learn program, our girls can come once a week while they're pregnant, and then they can continue to come once a month after the baby's born. And we classes on pregnancy, classes on labor and delivery. It's all one-on-one, so we get this opportunity to build this relationship with our clients, which we all love to do that. And it's amazing how people are put together with the people that they exactly need to be with.
Bennett says the center accepts donations of multiple items, including new car seats, new cribs, clothes up to size 2, and diapers. However, donations must be in good condition and safe to use. She says the center can distribute some of the bigger items to those who complete its classes and programs.
But it's also helping them out with things like baby beds. Our girls, if they go through the programs, they can earn points that they use towards a crib, a new crib. We buy new cribs, new car seats, because we want to make sure that they're safe and that they can get all the recall information, you know, all that kind of stuff in them. And for a lot of our girls, that's a big deal. It's a big deal to be able to get a new crib, a new mattress, a new car seat. And we're not just giving it to them. They have to earn it. They have to come and do the classes, do their homework. They get points for going to their WIC appointments, their doctor's appointments. You know, if they go to church on Sunday, they get a point for that. So there's different ways that they can earn what they need to get the things that they need for the little one.
Bennett says the Compassion Pregnancy Center can always use volunteers, though people will need to undergo training and have a pastor's referral before beginning. Anyone interested in volunteering can call Bennett at 842-2525. More news next.
And now, the top 5 reasons to drive for Best Way Express. Number 5, free health clinic. Number 4, paid holidays. Number 3, $1,800 annual safety bonus. Number 2, no hazmat, no jack stand moves, and higher mounted airlines for easier access. And the number 1 reason, you will be home daily.
Best Way Express is now hiring for multiple home daily positions. Contact Best Way at 1-833-BESTWAY or bestwayexpress.com.
If you're looking for a new doctor, look no further than the new SSM Health Provider Finder. Search for physicians online based on conditions and treatments, name spellings and pronunciations, and locations near you. What's more, SSM Health doctors are known for taking the time to listen and connect with you. We call this the healing power of presence. You'll find this helpful tool at ssmhealth.com/doctors.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 46. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 28,022, up 17. The NASDAQ is at 8,536, down 4. And December crude oil is at $56.79. That is down 93 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
In other news, the Illinois Emergency Management Agency says the public should prepare for winter weather. Kim Howard has more.
As the temperature begins to drop, it's time to assess whether your family is prepared for winter. In Illinois, that can mean freezing temperatures, ice storms, heavy snowfall, and even tornadoes, says IEMA spokesperson Rebecca Clark.
There are little things that you can do today that will pay dividends in the future. Updating your home and vehicle emergency supply kits, changing your furnace filter at home, and updating and stocking your family emergency supply kit at home in the event that you were to lose power.
IEMA reminds not to forget the special needs of pets, young children, and the elderly when putting together an emergency supply kit. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency has upheld its decision to deny financial assistance to Illinois residents and business owners affected by historic flooding. The decision will reportedly impact about 1.4 million residents and homeowners in 22 counties. In September, FEMA determined the springtime flooding that spanned nearly 130 days along the Mississippi and Illinois rivers did not warrant individual assistance. The federal government did approve the state's request for public assistance, allowing local governments, churches, and nonprofits to be reimbursed for flood-fighting expenditures and repairs to infrastructure. Following FEMA's announcement last week, the Illinois Emergency Management Agency is requesting a disaster declaration from the U.S. Small Business Administration to give people the option to apply for low-interest, long-term loans. The SBA recently awarded more than $1 million worth of loans to Granite City after flash flooding in the city left many residents and business owners with mounting expenses and in need of financial assistance. The state of Illinois doubled its gas tax in July from 19 cents a gallon to 38 cents. That increase went hand in hand with several bills Governor J.B. Pritzker signed into law, including a $45 billion capital plan and an expansion of gaming across the state. Congressman Mike Bost represents the 12th District of Illinois, and he says the new tax is creating local dollars for a variety of projects.
They're vitally important because what we're going to do is quite often to get the federal dollars, you have to have that local match. So to get that local match, it has to have the state dollars. And so the making the investment, whether you agree with the revenue streams or whatever, that's always the most frustrating part of it. At least they will have the money available to match those dollars to try to get our roads and bridges repaired. But not only that, locks and dams, rail, and like I said, waterways, pipelines.
Bost is fresh off an announcement of a nearly $14 million grant from a U.S. Department of Transportation program for a new transportation center in downtown Carbondale. And we received no new obituaries, but our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Cloudy skies and a high of 48. We have a 30% chance for rain tonight with a low of 35 and partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 52. Outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, partly cloudy on Wednesday, a high of 55 and low of 42. Rain is likely on Thursday. Thursday will have a high of 62 with a low of 40 and scattered showers on Friday. Friday's high will be around 45 with a low of 32.